Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Happy Sabbath. Merry Christmas. Hi, Sandy. Happy New Year to you. And it's good to be back at Healdsburg. We've been doing this for, my sakes, every year that I've been with the chorale, which is, I think this is our fifth together, five or six, and I think Norman Skeels was doing it before that. The first Sunday, first Sabbath after Christmas was at Healdsburg with the Christmas program. And we're happy to be here with you this morning. Notice one omission in the bulletin, and I'm sorry about that. I was going to say, aren't they beautiful? And I'm talking about the pianists and the music that they're playing. Bonnie White was listed. She's the one on your right. And Janelle Ross is the one on the left. And we're happy to have two accompanists. That gives us four hands to play notes with. And we take advantage of that as much as we can, like on this first piece that we're going to share with you, O Come All Ye Faithful. And I'm going to talk about some of the pieces, because there's little things going on, especially you boys and girls. I think there's some things that you'll be able to catch on to in some of the music. But this first song, I'm going to ask the men to join us on the first stanza. It's O Come All Ye Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant. I think you know it sort of by memory. And I'm not sure even what number it is in the hymnal. It is in the hymnal. Elaine, can you help me on that? Do you know what number it is offhand? Yeah, I think you know it by memory. You can do it along. One of the unusual things about this is it really sets this where low. And so you can rumble on this first verse. Guys, it's 132 in the hymnals. 132 in the hymnals. So, fellas, be ready. Oh, come, all ye faithful. It's going to be way down there, okay? Enjoy. We enjoy singing. We do this mostly for fun. And we have learned to love each other through the fun that we have. And this, to us, is a gift that God has given us to be able to use. And this is a tremendous opportunity that we enjoy taking every month to be out and sharing the songs that we rehearse with you. And so we want you to enjoy this program. Each song is a little bit different, but they're all Christmas songs. And gentlemen, on this one, we'd like to ask you to join us.
Triumphant, O come, ye, O
we'd like to continue with, what child is this? Christians have been singing songs for centuries. In fact, all through the scripture, you can see reflected in the Christians are just expected to sing. And so what do they sing? Well, people have been composing music for them to sing for centuries. And we'd like to dip back a couple of centuries to one that was written during a time when a lot of music was being written for cathedrals. I don't know how many of you have been in a cathedral. Our closest one to what we're going to do is probably Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. But the acoustic in a cathedral is very, very different from this room. And by the way, this last piece was written for this kind of an acoustic. But this piece that we're going to sing now, also in the same vein of the mystery and awe of the event of Christ's incarnation, becoming a human being, reflecting that mystery through its harmonies and its mood. But it was written for a cathedral. And so the sound man and I have gotten together. Electronics these days have done some wonderful things. And we're going to do a thing with the microphones and the speakers here that you can try at home. This is safe to try at home if you happen to have this particular button on your sound system. It's called reverb. And what it is, it creates an electronic echo in the speakers. I'm going to ask him to do that right now while I'm talking. I don't know whether maybe the speaking mic won't pick it up. Hear it? That echoey sound? We're going to apply that to this song so you can hear what it would sound like in a cathedral.
Glory, glory, glory.
A couple of weeks ago, we did this program with Napa Christians School Choir, 7th and 8th grade choir, and their academy choir, which I also teach and direct. And it was a pretty good program, but we don't have them with us today. And so we're going to have some of our own members join. And I think you all know Vicky. She's going to sing O Holy Night.
Sin and death. small child in the land of a thousand.
One small dream in a people of light.
One small hand reaching out to the starlight.
One small savior of life. One small
A contemporary hymn writer imagined heaven and the angels waiting for Jesus to be born, and then one of the angels in charge saying the following: "Before the marvel of this night, adoring, fold your wings and bow, and then tear the sky apart with light, and with your news the world endow. Proclaim the birth of Christ and peace, that fear and death and sorrow cease. Sing peace, sing gift of peace. Awake the sleeping world with song. This is the day the Lord has made. Assemble here, celestial throng, in royal splendor come arrayed. Give earth a glimpse of heavenly bliss, a teasing taste of what they miss. Sing bliss. Sing endless bliss. The love that we have always known, our constant joy and endless light, now to the loveless world be shown. Now break upon its deathly night. Into one song compress the love that rules our universe above. Sing love, sing love, sing God is love." Boys and girls, this next song, I think, let me look, yes, it is a familiar Christmas carol, but running around in the accompaniment, you remember that Jesus was born in a stable, and I was not raised on a farm, and so a lot of this stuff I have had to pick up from hearing about it, but lots of times stables are a little on the dirty side, and lots of farms and rural people have come to appreciate the role that cats play in the world, because cats hunt for what? Mice. That's right, they do. And I'd like you to picture in this song, as you listen to the pianos, cats and mice running around. You'll hear the mice first, but then about halfway through, you may hear the cats kind of sitting back and say, "Yeah, but we rule." Okay? So in a way, this is a very familiar Christmas carol. You'll all recognize it, but I want you to listen for the mice and the cats playing around.
Thank you.
mice. Now I want you to listen for birds. This is one of our annual songs. You'll never hear anything like it before, but this is, again, is a familiar Christmas carol, but now I want you to see if you can hear birds. A couple of weeks ago, just right after Thanksgiving, some of my choirs joined together with the Presbyterian and the Methodist church choirs in Napa to sing this book. It's kind of like Handel's Messiah, but quite a bit thinner, quite a bit thinner. And one of the numbers in there struck some of our singers as being especially beautiful, and we'd like to present that to you. It's a section called Benedictus, and the words are, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." A thought that I think is perfectly appropriate for Christmas time. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ. Rebecca is going to share that with us.
Little babe, so few days old.
This little babe, so few days old, has come to rifle Satan's fold. All hell doth at his presence quake, though he himself for cold do shake. For in this weak, unarmed wise, the gates of hell he will surprise. With tears he fights and wins the field. His naked breast stands for a shield. His battering shot are babyish cries. His arrows, looks of weeping eyes. His martial ensigns, cold and need, and feeble flesh, his warrior's steed. His camp is pitched in a stall, his bulwark but a broken wall. The crib, his trench, haystacks, his stakes. Of shepherds, he his muster makes. And thus, as sure his foe to wound, the angels trump alarm sound. My soul, with Christ join thou in fight, and stick to the tents that he hath piked. Within his crib is surest ward. This little babe will be thy guard. If thou wilt foil thy foes with joy, then flit not from this heavenly boy. For our final set, I thought we'd sing some songs together. Not totally, but just choruses of them. There are several Christmas carols that have that kind of stuff in them. This is one of those. We'd like you to join in with us. And the first one is going to be, it's going to be everybody joining in. And then I'll turn around and one time will be men, one time will be men, and then back together again, and I'll clue you as to when you can join us in.
Oh, Go tell it, go tell it, go tell it.
And that is our task, to go tell that Jesus Christ has been born and the world turned a corner because of the life of Jesus Christ. We're celebrating just the beginning of what he did here on this earth. A little later in the year, springtime, we'll be celebrating the culmination of what he came to do. And like I say, it changed history. It changed history for all of us. If we have Christ, we have eternal life. Can you imagine? I'm getting up there now. My wife and I are beginning to talk about retirement. And, you know, where did it go? Where did it go? But our life has an end except for what the Bible says. The Bible says that life does not have to end with our death. And Jesus Christ made it possible for us to live in an eternity. Of course, who would want to live in an eternity like we exist here on this planet right now? There will be changes. There will be changes, but we'll be able to live forever praising the one who made it possible and whose birth we're celebrating right now. If you haven't considered what Jesus Christ did, consider the resurrection. Never before in the human race, the history of the human race, except for his aid and possibility, never since has anybody come again from the dead. He laid his life down and he took it up again, and he is the King of the universe. And we celebrate that today. We celebrate it through songs. Composers have celebrated it by writing music. You have celebrated it this morning by listening to some of that music wafting in this room. And as we go from this place, I pray that we will continue to tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born and Jesus Christ reigns. Let's stand for the benediction. And as you're doing that, I just want to mention offering, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Our Father, we thank you for your blessings to us. We thank you especially at this time of year for the birth of Jesus Christ, and we praise you for what he was able to accomplish. And as we go from this place, we rest in our confidence in him, that he has provided everything that we need for us to be able to live eternally with you, both here and in heaven and back here again. We thank you for this blessing and this life that we celebrate. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask the choir to come out now, and I'm just going to say the word again, offering.
never came apart. I'm going, what are you doing?